Hello, everyone. So glad that you could be here today. It was really great to see many of you online for our gathering on Sunday this past week, and I look forward to seeing you again online this Friday for Good Friday and Sunday for Easter Sunday. Today, though, I want to look with you at what has quickly become one of my most favorite of Psalms. I've actually spoken about this Psalm before, Psalm 46, you know, back in the BCV days, the before coronavirus days. We talked about Psalm 46, but I think its message is important for us and valuable for us in the midst of this COVID-19 situation. So I wanted to revisit it. Because this is a difficult time, isn't it? This is not an easy road we are on by any stretch of the imagination. But Psalm 46 says to us that God is both with us and for us every step of the way. Let's look together at Psalm 46. Psalm 46 starts like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. I mean, just think about that. God is our refuge and our strength. Not I am my refuge and my strength. Not my pantry or my bank account is my refuge and my strength. Those things fall, those things run out, but God does not. He is our refuge and our strength. The God who created all things with a single word. The God who holds everything together now is our refuge and strength. He is our hiding place, our strong tower, our shelter as the storm rages on around us. He is our strength, our power, our motivation to keep on going when we feel as though we have nothing left to give. And there is nothing that can stop him from coming to our help, right? He is a very present help in every time of trouble. And we need him now, in this time of trouble. Well, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. The psalm continues, therefore, we will not fear. Right? God is our refuge and our strength. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, the world could literally fall apart. And yet we would still be safe in God's hands. And so the psalmist tells us we don't have to fear. Actually, he's so optimistic about it that he says we will not fear. Now, admittedly, this is a scary time, you know, in some real ways. The world has fallen apart. COVID-19 has drastically changed the way that we live, the realities of our life right now. And yet we need not fear. Because the God of heaven and earth is our refuge and our strength. Now, up to this point, the psalmist has been using the image of a fortress to talk about God. From here on, he changes to use the image of, he changes to talk about something that we are all too familiar with, and that's being stuck inside. Verse 4, the psalmist says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Now, you might say, well, wait, what does that have to do with staying inside? Well, the psalmist here is talking about a city under siege. Right? It's important that there is a river inside because that river will give them life. But the people are stuck inside. They're not sure how long their food is going to last. They don't know when and where their enemy is going to strike next. They're not sure about whether their defenses will hold. Can you identify with that feeling? You know, the last month or so, there's been this sort of background ominous feeling in my heart of like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Who's going to get sick? We're living kind of a life under siege right now. And yet the psalm says, God is here. There is a river that runs through the presence of God to give life to all of those people who stay connected to him, who abide in him. And verse 5 continues, therefore, in the psalm, the city shall not be moved. God will be with her when the morning dawns. God is with you. Therefore, you shall not be moved. And as dark as this night might get, the morning is coming. And we will be able to look back onto this time and realize how faithful God has been at various points throughout these last few weeks. And verse 7 pulls it all together into what is essentially the chorus of this psalm. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You know what that means? The Lord of hosts, that's the God of angel armies, right? The heavenly host is the heavenly armies of God who are standing behind him, ready to go into action. The fact that God is the God of Jacob means that he is a God of relationship and commitment and kept promises. That God, all powerful, all faithful, is our refuge and our strength. He is with us, so let that play over and over in your head. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your fortress. Now, it's one thing to be able to say, we will not fear, but how do we get our hearts to feel that? You know, how do we take the idea that the Lord of hosts is with us from being an idea in our heads and make it a comfort for our souls? The psalmist, I think, gives us the answer. Actually, God breaks in verse 10 and he answers. He picks up the mic and he speaks for himself in verse 10 and he says, be still. And know that I am God. Right? That's how you take the knowledge that God is faithful, a refuge, a source of strength. He is here with us. Take it from your head to your heart by calming yourself. Resting in him, remembering who he is. Be still and know that God is God. Yes, COVID-19 is great, but God is greater. Yes, COVID-19 is scary, but Yahweh is not afraid of anything. He is all powerful, all present, all knowing, all loving, and he is with you. He will be exalted above the nations, sovereign over all of the earth, and he desires to rule in your heart too. You know, we need to take that time to calm ourselves and remind ourselves of who's in charge here, because it's not me. It's Yahweh. And he is in control. And so we need not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Why? Well, because verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. See what I mean? It's the chorus, essentially, of this psalm. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of angel armies is with you. The God of commitment and faithfulness and kept promises is your fortress. Let that soothe your troubled soul. God is with you as you walk with him. Now, the reason that Psalm 46 has taken such a big place in my heart recently is that, I mean, I was aware of it before, but it's really taken up residence in my heart because of a recording by an artist called The Corner Room. And I actually want to link you in this video to that video so you can go and see it, because I think that they've captured the heart and the power and the meaning of this message in such a powerful way and put it to music that I find myself singing these words over and over. God is our refuge and strength. It sticks with you in a really powerful way. So I'd encourage you to find the link below and go and listen to and meditate on and let Psalm 46 wash over you in musical form. So let me leave you with this. God is our refuge and strength. So there is no need to panic. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your fortress. And so be still and know that God is God. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would draw near to all those who need to hear this message today, myself included. God, I pray that you would prompt us to take a deep breath and lean on your everlasting, all-powerful arms. Lord, I pray that you would help us to rely more and more on you as we hide ourselves within you, our shelter and our refuge. Lord, I pray that you would step in and stop the spread of COVID-19. I pray that you would bring healing and hope and the knowledge of you to all who need it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So I look forward to seeing you Good Friday and Easter Sunday online. Check your email again, and I will make sure that those links are to you again. And in the meantime, I would like to encourage you to stay safe and trust God, and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.